172 and 0.
Love Talk Radio.
Champ is back. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time, still undefeated. Man, I beat everybody. I was just watching my fight against the U.S. Marine. Man, that right hand was, I mean, the left set up the right hand. The left was nice to the temple. And that right hand was such a phenomenal punch. It was so loud, powerful. The motherfucker literally just, he didn't want to fight back at all. Like, and see, the thing is, what makes that victory so great is that that U.S. Marine was gloved up before I was gloved up. I wasn't finished, you know, strapping one of my gloves. You know how the, and you haters need mental help, man. Like I say, you people belong where Kanye West is at, man. He rants about bullshit. You people rant about bullshit. You motherfucker. Well, he's in the mental hospital. I'm sure a lot of you have been in the mental hospital. You haters belong where Kanye West is at right now. My point is, I don't care about Kanye West. I know he's a crazy mental rapper. You people are just crazy mental trolls. You know what I'm saying? So, here's the thing. Why didn't that Marine, if you haters are right about me, why didn't that Marine punch me back and knock me out? Because he knew that he couldn't. Because he knew that if he fought back, he would get hit again just like that with that right hand, and then the next punch would, you know, he was already seeing stars while standing on his feet. If he got hit like that again, he would get knocked out. Like, this whole white sparring excuse, I'm about to expose it right now once and for all, right? Now, let's go back to 2015, exactly a year ago, November 2015. I boxed a boxer, an undefeated amateur. Well, now he has a loss. I'm saying, he was 4-0 as an amateur. Cruiserweight, Mario. Okay, that motherfucker came out literally throwing bombs at me from start to finish until I put him down. I dropped him, and that was it. And then, you know, he got TKO'd. He could barely walk a straight line when he got up. So, this whole white spar, that was obviously, I mean, look, none of my fights are white spars. All my fights are legitimate fucking professional boxing victories, you know, under the UBF banner, underground. You know, the box rack sham that takes dives, bribes, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, me and Mario it was a great fight. It was an action-packed fight, you know, both guys, you know, obviously I was a superior boxer, you know, I was landing more, Mario was connecting, I was connecting more, I was winning every exchange, but my point is that Mario, he was swinging his best shots at me. And you know how you retards always say that I try to get my opponents off guard and all this shit? Hey, I told Mario the same thing I tell everybody. Let's box. Let's fight. And he came out throwing his best shots. And he still lost. That's what I'm saying. Gino Escrow, the Golden Gloves champion. Me and Gino, you know, we were throwing bombs at each other. That motherfucker, he lost. He got his ass beat. You see what I'm saying? So why do you still keep bringing up this white sparring excuse when there's plenty of footage of my opposition fighting back trying to beat me, but yet they fail to beat me because I'm the pound-for-pound best fighter, best boxer on the planet, and you clowns just don't want to accept it. You don't want to admit it. If you truly, honestly believe in your sick brain that I am not the GOAT, after all these great victories, then you're seriously mentally ill. And if you do believe it but don't want to admit it, well, then you're in denial. Now, check this out. The street fights that I've won, bare knuckle fights that I've won, there's no such thing as a white bare knuckle. There's no such thing as a white street fight. When you're street fighting, you're obviously fighting full out because, you know, it's most likely when two people are street fighting, they're angry at each other. You know what I mean? There's no, when me and that Ukrainian 6'5" boxer, when we fought at the restaurant in Ukraine, I beat his ass and he was throwing bombs. We were throwing at each other. You're not going to call that a light sparring session, are you? Hey, delusional haters, I'm talking to you. You're not going to call that a light sparring session, right? Man, I grabbed this motherfucker by the shirt, and I hit him with that right hand. His entire fucking head literally turned. I mean, my right hand, I hit him in the jaw so hard, I made a replay of that shit. His fucking head turned to the side, man. No, it's just unbelievable. It's like I have so many wins, and yet these people continue giving excuses and excuses and excuses. It's just like, look at the title of the radio. Light, what? I knocked people out on video. Yeah, that Armenian I knocked out in the big Glendale ring. The guys in the boxing ring. I mean, what the fuck? He asked me, are we going, medium or are we going heavy? I said, we're going heavy, brother. And I hit him with some heavy shit and knocked him out. Legit victories, man. Everything legitimate, man. I got in the ring with Deontay Wilder. I punched him, with a hard punch. Not my hardest punch. I punched Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder got TKO. What are you gonna say that Deontay Wilder, he went on the plane from Alabama to L.A. for a light sparring session? You people are sick, man. You people are literally sick. You know what I'm saying? The hardest part is admitting it, all right? See, Kanye West, I don't know if he admitted it or not, but they admitted him as being mentally ill. Here's the thing, you haters are mentally ill, okay? Stop. Like I posted all my fights, all my victories, and most of them I put the comments. See, I would even release the comments. You know what I'm saying? But I'm tired of reading your trash. I'm tired of reading your bullshit when the videos show the result. That Uzbek boxer that I beat up, it was clear who won that fight. And you clowns, every time I beat up an MMA guy, every time I beat up a wrestler, every time I beat up some Krav Maga dude, some U.S. Marine, a Navy SEAL, you go and tell me, oh, but why don't you go fight a boxer? Why don't you fight like a real boxer, pro boxer, like a specific boxer, like instead of all these other martial artists guys, why don't you go fight a boxer? I fought plenty of them and I beat them all. Mario was a boxer. I dropped him. You know what I'm saying? Derek the Giant, 300 pounds, 6'4". Outboxed him. That left jab landing at will. World class. Boxing 101 at its very best. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Yesterday, I went to the gym. I went to the gym the day before Thanksgiving. The reason why I did not get opponents the past 2 times I went to the gym is because it's fucking Thanksgiving, man. It's like one of the most famous holidays behind Christmas and New Year's, man. That's why there was not a lot of people at the gym, and there was one motherfucker. He was 6'4", 202 pounds. He was like a tall, lanky heavyweight, almost like 3 inches shorter than Deontay Wilder. And he agreed, and he got last minute jitters, and he backed out. I was like, fuck, this motherfucker wasted 2 hours of my time, like almost 2 hours. I waited an hour and a half, and I was just shadow boxing, and this motherfucker wasted 2 hours of almost 2 hours of my time. And then he said, because at 3:30 I asked him to box, and then he said, all right, let's do it. He said, you got gloves? I said, yeah. I told him, you can throw as hard as you want. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm like, you throw as hard as you want. So he's like, all right. And this motherfucker comes up, starts saying that, oh man, I work for this, he's like, yeah, I used to be an amateur boxer, but now, now I work for the film industry here in Hollywood. I'm performing the new Bad Boys movie, with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, man. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, okay, so what? He's like, yeah, well, I don't want to go to work with a black guy, man. You catch me in one of them hooks, man. I don't want to go to work with a black guy. Maybe we can only, he starts saying that he didn't want full contact, that he can only go body. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, dude, are you kidding me, man? I'm like, go watch my videos, man. I fight bare knuckle punches, like very violent punches to the face, man. There's no body. So he backed out. I said, he was like, no, nah. He's like, I ain't going face. I'm like, I gotta, perform for the film industry. And I'm like, okay, wait, you should have told me that right away. See what I'm saying? He just used that as an excuse, man, because he knew he was about to get knocked the fuck out. And there was already people with cameras standing and everything. He wasted everybody's time. Listen, if this was Ukraine, I would have beaten his ass. I would have just straight beaten his ass with my knuckles. But this is America, so I can't be doing that. Oh yeah, in Ukraine nobody would give a shit. You saw me beating the shit out of guys in Ukraine with my knuckles, man. Nobody gave a fuck, man. Yeah, they get to a point in Ukraine where I beat so many motherfuckers bare knuckle, they told me not to come back anymore. But that's about it. Ain't nobody gonna call the cops on you for that shit. It's like, no, it's considered normal over there. People street fight there all the time, man. Yes, you can get away with it in America. It's just, it's too risky. It's not worth it. It's too risky. In America, it's better to keep it with the gloves. In general, it's better to keep it with the gloves anywhere, because with my punching power, if I, God forbid, hit somebody so hard and they dive and turn on bleeding in the hospital, you know, God forbid, I repeat, I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to knock people out, TKO people, get the better of them, you know what I'm saying? Show that I'm the superior boxer. That's why I box, because I'm the best at it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to kill anybody, even though I can. Even though I have the capability and the power, the kinetic energy coming from my punches is deadly. And whoever wants to test it, whichever delusional clown out there listening, thinking like, oh yeah, right, I hit you with my right or my left, you know, you're gonna be spinning sideways, man. So think twice before you challenge Charlie Zelenoff, man. I beat Deontay Wilder. I literally squared up with Jill Zavala. We're talking a guy who, okay, 220 pounds. We're talking a guy who went in the octagon and knocked motherfuckers out, knocked heavyweights out, and could not even land a punch against me. It is on video. Jules of all, you delusional haters, you fucking clowns. He quit. I still counted as a UD, but he really quit. You know what I'm saying? He walked away. Talking about, oh, he was laughing. Well, laughing does not score points. He was trying to save face. What is he supposed to, he got his ass beat. What's he supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? TV fighter. That left jab was hitting him at will. Bam, 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 bam. This motherfucker got mad. He was frustrated. He started, Jill Zavala started throwing swings at me. I dodged all of them. I made him miss, made him pay. Made him miss, made him pay. Look, I'm the best, man. That's what I'm saying. If you delusional haters were correct and all the crap that you say on the internet, then Jill's Wall would have knocked me out. But he got outboxed and he would have got knocked out. The point is he lost. Okay, he would have beaten me if you clowns were right about me. But he did not beat me. He did not even come close to beating me. Matter of fact, it was my best win. It won. Well, I don't know now, because that restaurant fight with the Ukrainian boxer, that was something, man. That was something else, man. But I'm just saying that he was one of my best wins, and it was one of my easiest wins. Easy work. That left jab to the body, man. That motherfucker, like, he had good defense. He was hard to hit in the face, but it's just, you know, just hit him in the stomach, you know, with that left jab, you know. Boom, 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 boom. This motherfucker didn't know what to do because I'm so quick. You know what I'm saying? I beat him to the punch the whole fight. And then I told him, do you want to continue? He was like, no, only my style, meaning my style MMA. He's an MMA striker. See, it's one thing if he was like a wrestler. No, he was a striker. He knocked people out in cages, on octagons, on TV. And then he loses to me at an LA Fitness gym. You know what I'm saying? You haters got exposed so many times. Jules Waller was swinging bombs back at me. Yeah, he never agreed to a light sparring session, man. He obviously agreed to a fight, and he lost. So quit with the light sparring bullshit, you fucking retards, man. I exposed you clowns, man. No, my wife. 3 days, I'm not answering her. I'm not, you know, it's hard. You know, I really want to hit her back. I mean, no, I know that with her, it's most likely done. But it's hard, man. My first wife, and, you know, me and her vowed that we're gonna stay together for life. And I know people get divorced, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't think that I was gonna be one of those people that was gonna get divorced. You know, I'm not divorced. I'm just separated. We just broke up. She wants me back. She got my name tatted, you know. She's saying that I should be one last reason, you know, to give her one last chance. Well, I don't know, man. I mean, she still acted. Look, she was hot tempered. She would get drunk, and she'd be even more hot tempered when she was drunk. And I kept asking her, baby, stop drinking, stop acting up, stop being so controlling. You know, like Frank was saying, beat up the pussy. Yeah, I would beat up the pussy every day. I would beat up, but you know, when after we would, me and Daria would finish having sex, she would go back to her evil ways, man. I can't be with a person like that, man. I know that right now it's like, oh fuck, man. I know. You know, it's like, think about it. You know, every single day I'm getting so much sex, and all of a sudden I'm back. You know, and I'm just like, you know, back to my pad. You know, I'm like, fuck, man. It's like, you know, damn. And I gotta, like, now I'm definitely not filing the documents for her to come to the U.S. because that's what originally she was supposed to come to the U.S. and she did not. Because I got, like, I made a post on Facebook. I said, if it takes too long, you know, like I said, this delusional hater breathes back, said, oh, Daria's never gonna come to the U.S. I said, hey, maybe she, I don't know, hopefully she will. I said, if it takes too long, I'm gonna go back to Ukraine and I'm gonna fuck her again. What had happened? I went back to Ukraine. I went back to Ukraine and I fucked her. And I scored 11 legendary victories over there. You know what I'm saying? Beating motherfuckers. I beat a soldier who killed people. You know, it's like multitasking. Banging my wife and punching jaws. Bang bang on a jaw, then bang bang on inside the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Z, the greatest man. Oh, isn't Kanye West in a loony bin? What the fuck? Oh man, hey, retard, what's his name? Steve Almighty, clown, stop making videos about me, you delusional tard. Gil Zavala could not even touch me. He got outboxed. He didn't land a punch. You sick moron. I'm not stalking Kim Kardashian, you fucking idiot. I still have a wife. Me and my wife, we talked 3 days ago. She wants me back. I'm not sure what's, I don't know what's gonna happen. I may meet another girl. I don't know. I'm not even sure if I don't know. I don't know. Either I'm gonna get back with Daria and give her one last chance, or I'm just gonna meet another girl out here in LA. Or go to Vegas or something. I don't know, man. I don't wanna go back to Ukraine a fourth time, but you know, I'm not stalking Kim Kardashian. All I said was that there's a possibility that I may, if she divorces Kanye West, that I may ask her out again. And if she says yes, then, you know, lucky me. If she says no, then still lucky me, because then I'm gonna get another hot girl. And I can always go back to my wife, you know, who's really hot and sexy, and we're gonna work on her temper issues, you know what I mean? Regardless, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's stalking anybody, you know what I'm saying? My wife's actually, you know, pretty. I mean, she is. I told her no. I said, baby, it's over. I gave you too many chances. You blew them all. I mean, it's done. And she would continue messaging me. That she hit me up on Skype. I walked on Skype. She hit me up on my other phone. I have two phones. I got two Samsung Galaxies. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, so I bark on one phone and she hits me up on the other phone. I bark on the other phone. See what I'm saying? You just heard a message of it. No, that's not Daria. But in general, she does hit me up though. She does hit me up. She's doing whatever it takes. I told her, baby, it's not going to work out. I told her, do you really honestly think I want to dump a girl as beautiful as you? You don't think? I told her, she's like, it's so difficult for me. I'm like, what about me? You don't think it's difficult for me? You know, yeah, I'm the one who initiated the breakup. But at the same time, it's still difficult for me. Even though she's not the right one, it is still difficult because I spent 2 years of my life with this woman. You know what I'm saying? And when I broke up with her last year. Well, it got really hectic last year. I had a new girlfriend, Julia, and I would always mention my wife to Julia, and even she would get pissed. She's like, "Look, if you like her so much, or if you love her, if you still love her, just go back with her." And that's what I ended up doing. And you know, did I make a mistake? No, because Julia was, you know, she was, whatever. You know, just some chick that, you know, I don't know. She was not the right one either. And then I had another girl named Ina. I caught her cheating on me. Actually, it was, me and her were together for 2 months. You know, we had a, you know, decent relationship. She even moved in with me for like 3 days, and that's when I caught her cheating. I caught like a bunch of condoms, empty condoms in her. I wasn't looking through her shit. Like I said, I don't look through people's shit. I was, you know, 'cause she moved in temporarily. I don't know if it was temporarily. She just said she needed a place to stay 'cause she's, you know, whatever. Blah blah. She's moving her stuff in the house, like she's moving out. So I'm like, come in, come on, baby, come over. You know, she brought all her stuff, all her girly clothes, everything. And you know, I was just moving, you know, all my boxing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like all my boxing gear, and it collided with her stuff, and then her bag fell, and a bunch of like empty condoms fell out. That's what I'm saying. I don't look at people's shit. It just fell out. That happened for a reason, so I could find out. And I told her about it. I'm like, what is this? She's like, oh, this is just something I forgot to like throw away. I'm like, you forgot to throw it away? Everything else in your luggage looks new, but this is really old. You know what I'm saying? No, it didn't make sense. She was cheating on me. She would leave the house at night, fucking very suspicious. And I looked at my cell phone and her cell phone were next to each other. Look, I'm not saying Daria is not the only, like, and that's what led me back to Daria, because I met two girls, and both of them were like, fuck you bitches. And it's like, fuck these two bitches. And I'm like, I need to go back to my wife, you know? But that's the thing. Just because after Daria, the next two women weren't the right one, that doesn't mean that Daria is the one. Maybe I just have not met the one. Yeah, I got married. You know, remember how I always wanted to get married? I always did. And now I know the feeling. To get married, like specifically, just to get married, like especially with a hot girl. Forget about how it goes or how far how long you're gonna be married. When me and her walked down the aisle, me in the suit, you all saw the picture. Me in the suit, her in the green dress. And it's like they play that marriage, you know, that marriage theme music, and it's like, fuck. It's like, wow. It's like I was nervous, man. Fuck. See, if it was in L.A., I would have been less nervous, but I was in a different country getting married with like all these people looking at me, and I felt like, damn, this is really happening. Like, fuck, man, we're tying a knot. I put the fucking ring on her. They told us to kiss. We kissed. I mean, look, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to forget because I never had that with any other girl. Yeah, I fucked other girls. I even had a fiance. But I never had that with any other girl, like a wedding and all that shit, you know, all that sentimental shit. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. You know what I mean? But she fucked up, man. She fucked up. She didn't embrace it. You know, it's like saying that, oh, I'm only 20. You know, why don't you wait a little bit and then I'm gonna grow out of all this shit. You know, what do you mean wait? Claudia told me the same shit. When Claudia was 20, I told her, why are you acting like this? Me and Claudia are the same age. She's a little older than me. She's like about to be 29 soon. You know, she was saying I'm young and, you know, and get older, I'd be better. So I dumped Carter 5 years. 5 years. 5 years passed. You know, of course I had different women and everything. And I get back with Carter, and fucking same shit. It's no worse. She got worse. You know what I'm saying? So people don't change. I mean, and people don't change. Some do. It's rare. It's very rare. Look, man, I hope that somehow me and Daria, you know, can work it out, but at the same time, I hope for something even better. I hope I find someone better. I know there's a girl out there that would appreciate me, that wouldn't start all the temper tantrums and, you know, all the arguments. And look, I just don't want to, you know. I can embarrass my ex-wife on air, but I just don't want to do that. Fuck, man. Yeah, I just don't want. want to do that, man. You know what I mean? Just because somebody's cruel to you, it doesn't, you know. She was cruel to me. I don't want to be, you know, cruel to her. You know what I'm saying? I saved Daria's life. You know? When you save somebody's life, God is going to reward you with something that's unimaginably great. She got drunk once, and her phone shut off, and I don't know how in the fuck I found her, but I got a taxi, and this motherfucker, literally, I told him to go to the area where I thought she was. It was late night, midnight, dark, everything was closed. One cafe was open, but it was about to close. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, fuck, where is she? Her phone's off. I'm yelling, Daria, I'm yelling her. I was yelling her name, like, really loud. And then I see a girl, because, you know, there's forests. You know, they got wolves, they got bears, they got, you know, snakes, you know, in Ukraine. Yeah, they got wildlife over there, man. So I was in the forest. It was a big forest, and I see a girl, and I'm like, wait a minute. And it looked like something, blonde hair, you know. I'm like, wait a minute, is that my wife? And then I come up closer, and the taxi guy's bitching. He's like, yeah, I gotta go. I said, listen, motherfucker, until we find my wife, we're not going anywhere. Give him extra money so he can shut the fuck up and wait. I said, until we find my wife, we're not going anywhere, right? And I found her. I come up closer, and Daria is literally sitting down next to a cafe table, like, on the floor, listening to headphones. And I come up to her, and I'm like, baby, it's me. And she's like, and she's so drunk, she barely recognized me. I had to pick her up, drag her in the car. She even cursed me out after that. Can you believe it? When we got home, the point is, I saved her life. It's so cold in Ukraine, it's minus 15 degrees. She would have froze to death if it wasn't for me. So you delusional haters, man. You fucking clowns. I saved a life. Whether I spend the rest of my life with this girl or not, I saved her life. If it was not for me, she would have froze to death. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, minus 15 degrees. Are you kidding me, man? Yeah, okay, she may have had a little sweater on. So what? No, she would have froze to death. That's it. And I saved her life. Yeah, hold on 1 second. But yeah, the next victory is gonna be phenomenal. The next victory, I'm just gonna hit the motherfucker so hard. I don't know, man. I punch so many people, man. I beat so many people up that these haters are still running their mouth. Yeah, they're sick people, man, what can I say? Yeah, I strained my muscle. It's gonna heal soon. I can get back to the ring, or I can score up again in the gym. In the cage, I don't know. But that army sergeant I knocked out in Ukraine, that wrestler I beat up. You understand? I was on my back. I'm a boxer fighting a professional wrestler. I'm on my back. You know, that's his comfort zone. You know, the ground and pound position, everything. And I still beat him. He started punching back off video, and I kept hitting him, and I landed more. And then I punched him while we were standing up, and he quit. So, but the most impressive part of the fight was that I was on my back connecting bombs on him. And you delusional haters want to talk shit about this white sparring shit? What the fuck? And that was bare knuckle. The guy tackled me, and he got his ass beat on the ground. He's a ground fighter, and he got his ass beat on the ground. You know what I'm saying? You people, you haters need mental help, man. Sick motherfuckers, man. Q can't hate on somebody who has 172 wins, 0 losses, man. You can't, man. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's hard. It's, at the same time, it's really hard. You know, yeah, I saved Dario's life. You know, if it weren't for me, she would have froze to death, you know. But I'm glad I did it. But at the same time, man, who needs a girl like that troublesome? You know what I'm saying? That drinks and fucking gets lost in the forest. And, you know, so it's kind of like a horror movie. You know what I mean? It's like, literally, no, except the scary part is that this is all real happenings, based on real happenings. This really happened. I found my ex-wife in a fucking forest, drunk, so drunk that, okay, she would have fell asleep and froze to death if it wasn't for me. So I saved Daria's life. Yeah, what if she owed me? I mean, she owes me good behavior, you know, but she's not, she's unable to provide it. She owes, you know, she always says she's going to stop drinking and doing all the bullshit, you know, but she never does. Well, talk is cheap, man. Talk is cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, Deontay Wilder said he was going to, before we got in the ring, he was saying he was going to knock me out. He got knocked out. Hit him with that left hook. I knocked him into the ropes, man. I knocked Deontay Wilder out, man. Steve Almighty, dude, you need mental help. You're making videos, making crazy false titles, saying the most crazy irrational bullshit that I've ever, literally, I don't keep up with your shit, but it just, like every time I watch like my real fights, it pops up on the side, your bullshit. Your delusional bullshit, and I'm thinking like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with this guy? I mean, he's like literally, you know, like a clone of Breezeback, or fuck, man, or even worse. I mean, literally. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this dude, man? This dude, seriously, like, I wouldn't be surprised if these haters are like some like obese fat dudes, fucking, you know, talking behind a keyboard, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're criticizing my competition. I'm beating U.S. Marines on video. I'm beating heavyweight boxers bare knuckle when I'm punching them bare knuckle, street fight. There's no such thing as a white street fight, you fucking retards. You can't have a white street fight. You can't say, hey, you want to go bare knuckle, but let's not go all the way. Like, there's no such thing as that. If you're fighting somebody without gloves, that means there's bad intentions. That means it's a real fight full out. And I've won plenty of those on video. I've exposed you fucking clowns. And yet you clowns continue talking shit. Ain't nobody stalking anybody. I said, if I want to ask Kim Kardashian out, I have the full right to do so. Whatever she says, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm still officially married. I'm still not sure what's going to happen with that. I may get back with Daria. I may not. Probably not, but, you know, I gave her 3 chances. When I dumped her the first time, I said there will never be a second time. When I gave her a second chance, I said there will never be a third. There was a third time. And now I'm saying that third time wasn't a charm, no fourth time. Who knows? I don't know. Probably not, but again, I don't know. I don't want to say that, yeah, I'm never giving her any more chances, and then in a few weeks I'll be back in Ukraine. I don't want, that's what I'm saying. I got to think this out. I got to really, you know, and I'm going to be honest, man. I have been, you know, flirting with other girls. I have been talking to other girls, you know. Right now, I'm divorced. I'm separated. Officially, I'm married, but I'm separated. And I haven't found anyone yet. And me and Daria just fucking, not even 2 weeks ago. It's recently, you know what I mean? Come on. That would mean if I find somebody so quick, that would mean that, you know, that would not be too nice, you know what I mean? Regardless. But yeah, but she was being a bitch to me, so I mean, I can do whatever the fuck I want, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty tragic, man, that I found such a beautiful girl, and, you know, she has a drinking problem, and she's like, you know, hot tempered and shit. No, of course, you know, you saw the victory against the Marine. It was phenomenal. You know, I beat him like, you know, like they say that Tyson's downfall was, you know, women, and this boxer's downfall was women or whatever. You know, look, you people that are listening, you will never ever see a Charlie Zhao downfall. Never. Literally never. I'm undefeated. We all know that. I'm 172-0, and I'm unbeatable. No matter what happens in my life, good or bad, no matter what, the victories will continue piling up. And at 200, no, I plan to hang up the gloves. Not for good, just, you know. Well, by that time, I'm sure I'm going to have a new girlfriend, you know. Before I get to 200, no, I'm sure, way before I get to 200, no, I'm going to have a new girlfriend. Somebody that I can settle down with, you know. And now, I think, you know, now it's, you know, the reason I got married with the wrong girl. So that the next girl, so I could date her more and, you know, not rush into things. And, you know, me and Daria lived together for 2 months, and we just got married. Just after 2 months, you know. No, we Skyped for 8 months, then we just 2 months, but yeah, Angelina Ivey, you know, this girl I used to talk to. No, we would, you know, Playboy model. You know, the thing is, I would definitely go with her. Like, I used to talk to her. We had a thing. Like, on Facebook. And these delusional haters would, like, dislike her videos just because she would talk to me. See how sick they are? They would dislike a super hot model, Playboy model, posted my video on her wall. She was interested, you know. But I think she like turned lesbian or something. You know, there's pictures of her kissing a girl or whatever. So I guess that was the reason. I don't know. She would never step up to the plate. And then I just met Daria. Just met Daria, and Daria, first time I ever saw Daria, the very first day. Well, that's after Skyping with her for 8 months, of course. No, yeah, Daria. She let me hit it right away. As soon as I seen her, you know, at the airport, I met her. We went to the house. You know. She made some food for me, and then that's it. She took it all off of the champ. So your haters wish you were in that position. You wish you were in a position where you beat a U.S. Marine. You wish you were in the position where you outbox Jesus of all. You wish you were in the position where you throw a left hook at Deontay Wilder's jaw and make him fly across the entire ring. You wish you were in those positions, but you were not in any of those positions. And that's why you hate on me. That's exactly why you hate on me. It's jealousy. Okay, many reasons why your haters hate on me. Mental illness. People are mentally ill, obviously. Normal people don't sit on a computer and try to judge the greatest champion in the history of the sport. And major jealousy because, you know, like I said, I was, you know, married to a beautiful girl. I was still am by law, and I had many other beautiful girls. Like, I remember I posted a video of me with this hot Mexican girl, and what do you see on the comments? Like, dislikes, disses. Oh, fuck that bitch. Oh, where'd you find this whore? Where'd you, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, no matter if for example, if I just an example, if Kim and I get, you know, become a couple, if me and Daria don't get back together and me and Kim get together. Start dissing Kim. Kim already gets dissed, man. They call her a slut and a hoe that she fucked all these guys and this and that. And that's what the haters are gonna start doing. That's what they're gonna, yeah, they're gonna start saying, ah, Kim's a slut, oh, but Kim's that. You know, that's what they're gonna start doing. They're gonna start dissing Kim if I get with her. The same shit with Angelina Ivey. Angelina Ivey started responding to me. They started dissing her. I saw the comments. They started dissing her on the comments. Saying that she's a hoe and all this shit. You haters need mental help. Like I said, go join Kanye West. He's in the loony bin right now. Look at the title of the radio. You haters belong in a loony bin. Loony bin is a mental institution. That's where you people belong for life. You do not belong in society. You people need to be locked up in a mental institution for life. Never let out. Closed unit, motherfuckers. Never let out. You motherfuckers belong in a madhouse. People are sick, straight up sick. I got hundreds of videos of me beating the fuck out of heavyweight boxers, heavyweight MMA fighters, heavyweight kickboxers, fucking special forces, Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines, knocking people out, dropping motherfuckers, everybody. You come up with this white sparring excuse, sparring that I try to trick my opponents, that I try to sneak my opponents. You fucking retards, man. You fucking clowns, man. Man, when you haters are born, your parents probably fucking hit you with a baseball bat or something, man. That's what caused all the fucking, you know, mental fucking disability that you people are going through right now in your lives, man. Your delusions are very strong, and you haters don't want to seem to snap out of them, all right? Well, you know what? I snapped everybody's jaw, so I think it's time you snap out of your fucking delusions. Charlie Zolomov, the greatest of all time. Not just your time, but of all time, whether you like it or not. 172 tried, 172 failed. 173, oh, he's going to fail. He's going to fail the worst.